Hey everyone, welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, Create Your Career. This is Contemplation with Christoph number 77, episode number 197. Thank you so much for being here. I'm always super excited to speak with guests and to share my thoughts through the contemplations. The contemplations are just me. The conversations are where I have a guest featured. There's four episodes a week, two of each segment per week for a whopping 16 episodes a month. Thank you for the continued support. I really appreciate it. Remember, you can find this contemplation and all the other conversations at christophlewis.com/podcast or on any of your most favorite podcast listening apps. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. The best way to help the podcast is to share it with a friend, subscribe on your podcast app and on YouTube, which really helps. And I would be so thankful for that. Now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. I'm on book number 36. Last week, I read Overcome by Jason Redman, who was in conversation number 31. I had the pleasure of meeting him recently. It was just about actually last Saturday, less than a week ago. And it was just great to meet him in person, meet his wife. Thank you if you guys are listening to this. It was a pleasure to meet you, to speak with you. And he signed my book and it was just really cool to get that. Like, it's so neat to be able to always look back and see that these relationships are real. Like the podcast is really reaching some incredible corners of the world, and being able to meet people in person like this and help each other out is so impactful. And what I mean by that is that I'm able to support Jason, and you know, Jason came on the podcast for free. He gave me 30 minutes of his time for free, and it's just so good and so powerful to be able to help give back and purchase a book from him. So I encourage you that if you have friends out there that are doing similar things, if they're authors or their content creators or their business owners or whatever it is, go out there and support your friends. It means the world to them. I cannot tell you how much it means when a friend of mine comes up to me and says that they've subscribed to the podcast or they listened to an episode or they shared it with somebody. And if you're one of the people that does that, like, to hear you do that, there'll never be anything more with the podcast that'll ever make me more happy. Actually, the only thing that matches that or actually easily surpasses that is when somebody tells me how the podcast has positively affected their life. So sharing it and being able to pay that forward is awesome, but impacting people's lives are so priceless. So this week I'm reading Turn the Flywheel by Jim Collins, which is it's a very short book. I read it specifically this week because I'm spending a lot of time with family, but you know, it's only like 50 pages. Usually the books I read are 250 to 360 pages, and I read this book this week because it's Christmas time and it's the New Year's and I'm spending a lot of time with family. So I still want to get something done, and still a phenomenal book. It's a follow-up to one of my favorite books, Good to Great by Jim Collins, so check that one out. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 120 with Miss Allison Capra. Allison Capra is the wife of Nick Kamalassos, who was on the podcast way earlier, and it's so cool to have them both on. They are just a power couple out there crushing the world, helping others, and just doing amazing things. Today, I'm going to speak with you about It's Time for Stress List. So let's get into it. It's time for the stress list. We're going to learn about stress lists. It's not Santa's list. I know it's Christmas week, but this is not anything that Santa would do. At least I don't think so. So I got to thinking, we've talked a lot about to-do lists, and I've read a bunch of books that talk about how to-do lists aren't that great. I wish I could remember what they were right now, but things in my life have a nice way of stressing me the hell out. I don't think it's only me. It's probably you too that has a lot of things in your life that stress you out. I actually had a wonderful conversation tonight with a guest, and we talked about this a little bit, so you'll be able to hear that in a couple weeks with that gentleman. However, I shared with the listeners then that the stress list is something that I am creating. It's a new thought of mine, something that I'd like to implement and like to share with you tonight. The stress list is something that I've come to realize is going to be a very powerful tool. And what I mean by that is I many times in my life, throughout my day, every single day, I'm stressed about something. And at some level, in some way, something is making me uncomfortable or stressing me. And I have come to the conclusion that that is not a bad thing. However, I don't want to be perpetually stressed. Although I see that there is some level of perpetual stressing, of stressness in my life. And so it's this double-edged thing. once again, it's not this black and white thing, and I don't think it's going to be a bad thing to be stressed every day of my life as long as I'm cognizant of it. I know why it's there, and I know how to deal with it and apply it to my life. So number one, it is there because for this kind of stress, this good stress, as I've coined it 2 years ago, a long time ago, good stress is stress in my life because I've purposely interjected growth in my mind, so a growth mindset, and growth in my career, growth everywhere in my life. So because I seek this growth, there is no growth without hardships, without this stress, because I am pushing myself to the limit. I am trying to do harder things. I am trying to go farther. I'm trying to do harder things. I'm stressed out about not hurting myself again. When we talk about careers, I'm doing things I've never, ever done before. And it's super stressful at times, but it's okay, because these are good things. Like, I could have just continued to do what I was good at and what I was comfortable with, and that's fine. And if that's you, that's fine. But I wanted to continue to work on myself and better myself and try, just honestly see if I can do it, to continuously up my career and my personal life and my mental and physical performance. So I'm stressed out about my job. I'm stressed out about being a better dad, being a better husband, being a better person, being a better friend. I'm stressed out about a lot of things, but it's not the typical stress that you would think of, like, oh my God, that guy's really stressed out. He doesn't have shit in control. Like, it's stress, the things that I like slightly worry about. But what I've done is implement this stress list to where I write things down, because you guys know I'm a huge advocate of writing things down. So we're going to write things down. So, all right, here we go. It's a classic podcast, Christoph Lewis podcast thing. You can't only listen to this podcast. You have to apply it, right? So as I'm saying this, at least walk through it with me in your head. And if you have a piece of paper or your phone out, get your phone down, get your paper out, and let's write some things down. So as we're talking, things that stress you out, just write it down. And number one, it's going to help you to write it down and see it, like, oh shit, that's what's bugging me, or whatever it is. Like for me, some things, specific things in my job right now that I want to get better at, they're stressing me out. So I'm going to write all these things down, things in my personal life that are stressing me out, things physically, you know, in the gym that are stressing me out. And I say that because, you know, I'm in, if you guys have ever recovered from an injury, it's kind of stressful because I'm nowhere where I used to be. So it's stressful. So all these things I want you to, as I'm speaking slowly and I'm stalling a little bit, or if you want to pause it, but write these things down, just a couple things. You don't have to write them all down now. And then you'll notice that they become more real in a different way when you write them down. And then what I want you to do is think about if that's a stressor in your life because you've chosen to push yourself, or it's a stressor in your life just because, you know, shit goes south. So there's not going to be always just this kind of stress that is, I quote unquote, good stress. There's going to be stress because bad things happen in your life, and that's just the way life is. So I get it. But I want you to write everything down, and then I want you to separate things between good stress and bad stress. And then after that, I want you to look at it objectively as possible, even though it can be easy to be emotionally tied to these, because we are mostly emotionally tied to these things that are in direct correlation to our life. So we're going to write the things down. We're going to try to look at them and see, you know, are they good stress, bad stress, things that are stressful in our life because we've chose to push ourselves. So either way, either thing they are, good stress or bad stress, what we're going to do now is we're going to just stop. We're going to stop for a moment and we're going to look at those things. And a lot of times the things that stress me out, I don't know about you, but the things that stress me out, I might tend to put off. I might tend to procrastinate. So procrastination is a word that might come along with that. And then it's just the snowball effect of you stress out more about it, then you put it off more. And if you put it off more, you stress out more about it. So what we're going to do, especially if these are actionable items in your life, this is kind of what this specific stress list is going to be for. If these are actionable items for you that you are stressed about, what you're going to do is you're going to screw the to-do list. You're not going to have a to-do list. You're going to put that to the side. What you're going to do is you're going to get this stress list. The number one thing that stresses you out the most, that's going to be number one, and you're going to number everything. And then you're going to do that damn first thing. You're going to do it. Like I'm saying, if it's actionable, if it's like something that you're stressed about that you can't really control, it would behoove you not to stress about it, right? So if it's something like that, I would do your best. That's a different topic, but you don't want to necessarily stress about things you can't control. I do my best to work on stressing about things only that I can control, but I only stress about them so much I act on them. So that's what this stress list is. You're going to write the list down. You're going to try to identify what's this good stress or bad stress. And remember, good stress is stuff that is stressing us out because we've chosen to subscribe to this growth mindset to continuously push ourselves. And then the thing that's stressing you out the most that is actionable, because like my career, for example, something specific within my career, within my job right now, then I'm going to do that. So if there's this task that's stressing me out, it's probably because I'm not good at it, or I'm not familiar with at it, or all of the above, and I've been putting it off. So continuation of all of the above. So what I need to do tomorrow in my head is, or now it's in my head, I know what that is, and then tomorrow, that's the first thing I need to do. So it goes hand in hand with things we talked about in the past of doing the hard things first in the day, maybe doing your workout first thing in the day, things like that. All right, so it's time for a recap. All right, so short and sweet, stress list. You're going to get the things out from your head. You're going to put them on paper. You are going to put them in your phone. You're going to separate them. You can actually draw a line if you want, or separate in the list good stress from the bad stress, but you don't have to. This is not a mandatory part of the step, but I also kind of want you to identify whether it's stress that you've put into your life, or it's stress that just happens to be there in your life because of things that happen in life. And if that's the case, then do your best not to stress about those because they are out of your control. But for the things that you can control, find a way to make them actionable and then act on them. And I guarantee you, when you act on them and you don't procrastinate on them, you will feel better about that and you will feel less stressed about it. So the stress indicator, this is a compass for you, your awesomeness. This is a compass for your awesomeness, because what that is you are stressing about things that you are pushing yourself to do. The stress indicator, the stress compass, is showing you that you truly do subscribe to this growth mindset and you're constantly pushing yourself. So learn to take the stress list, which we think is a bad thing, into a good thing. Warp your mind to think about this as a good thing. Now you're identifying things, and it, like a to-do list doesn't matter anymore because you've just hacked the to-do list into bits. And this is a badass stress list, which now when you crush out that first thing that's stressing you the most, oh my God, that feeling's going to be amazing. And you're going to be doing so much better. And then you're just going to get better at the things that you suck at the most and that stress you out the most. And it's just going to be this total mind shift. And this is what I'm working on right now in my own life. I just had this revelation this week, so I wanted to share it with you guys. So thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. I hope it worked for you. I hope that makes sense. To essentially just make a list of things that stress you out, identify what kind of stress it is, and then go out there and freaking crush it. Thank you so much for listening. Like I said in the beginning, I'm so appreciative of your constant support. The best way to help the podcast out is to share it. Subscribe on your podcast app. Go over to YouTube. It takes like 3 seconds. Subscribe there. It really helps me out. And share it with a friend. Like I said, it's so helpful. Head over to iTunes, rate 5 stars, all these things. I'm very appreciative of. And as I said there in the early stages of this podcast, you can't just listen. You got to apply this stuff. So I hope you applied it as we were talking, and listening all the best advice, the best podcasts, and read all these books that we talk about, it, they don't really mean anything unless we apply it. So go out there, have the best Friday ever. And I would actually love to know if you do apply the stress list into your life and if it helps you out. And I'd love to share that with everybody else on Instagram and on the podcast. All right, my friends, have the best day ever.